Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we learn and we're learning to walk by faith and not by sight into the purpose and the call of God. We're walking into the purpose and call, not necessarily a title, but the place that God has called the body of Christ to and individually in our lives to obey him, to serve him, to know him, to love him, to demonstrate his power, to show others who he is through us. And it's a wonderful place of obedience and trust, because as we trust God, we become sanctified by the word. We become as he is. There is a transformation that happens. And I love it because God knows how to take unlikely candidates and call them into him and into his will, and make something wonderful, beautiful happen in their life as they trust and obey him. We have been looking at people in the Bible, studying them, looking at their lives, seeing as they obeyed God in the times that they did not obey God, learning from the process that they've gone through and even from their mistakes, and applying that knowledge, that wisdom to our own lives. And we are seeing the demonstration of God's power effectively as we go through this 15-minute of empowerment. We are going to look today in the book of Nehemiah, and we're going to be studying out of Nehemiah for just a few more times, just learning and picking up knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Even in the book of Nehemiah, there's some things that God is doing in 2015 that prepared us for this time and the season as we ended or went through our 2014. And it is amazing how God will use things to build you up in your most holy faith, to allow you to understand your purpose, to even allow you to see where you are in your life so that you can mature and grow and come to a place that you are able to understand the purpose of God in a greater measure. 2015, God used some things to be tried, and he allowed trials and tests. He allowed some circumstances to happen in our lives. And it wasn't that God was picking on us, but he was getting us prepared for a place of maturity. He was getting us prepared for a place where we were going to see the demonstration of his power and the places where we allowed him to mature us and grow us. And when God begins to grow us and mature us in areas, it's never like we think. It's always his will and his way. And he'll allow a circumstance to grow us, to push us, to mature us. When we look at the life of Joseph matured from the time that he started off in his father's house to the time that he sat and he ruled in Egypt. There was a maturity that happened in him. And it was through the things that he suffered and he went through that maturity came, that growth came. Even the Bible lets us know that Jesus grew in maturity and wisdom. He grew as he suffered some things. And so there's some suffering that will cause, if we allow it, a wisdom, maturity to come. And that maturity takes us to the place that God wants us to be in him, if we allow it. So there were some things that happened that God allowed, trials and tests in 2014 to grow us up, to mature us, to unveil some things in our lives, to unveil some things in our heart and our character and our motives. He allowed those things to allow the wind of trouble, the wind of fire to be blown on us so that we could see where we were and what was in us, or even what was behind some of the things that we did. And he allowed the truth of who he was to put us in a place where we could let go of those things, let go of those motives, those ideas, those actions, those characters, those behaviors that were not like him, and to begin to grab and embrace the fruit of the Spirit and what he was saying so that we could have the fruit and maturity that is necessary for the season. God is going to use that maturity in this season. As he was teaching us discipline last year, he's going to use all of that and greater in this season to bring us further into a greater and deeper walk of holiness, of intimacy with him, to know him in a greater way, to understand the plan and the purpose of him in a greater way as we walk in that maturity. And he's going to give us rest for some things that we've wrestled with and that we've waited long for him to bring in our lives, this place where we'll see the demonstration of victory. So God is going to do some wonderful things. And so he's building us up so that we can do great things. And that building is not just for the church, because when we look at the book of Nehemiah, we get to receive many, many different insights, instructions, and wisdom. But God is also building up us as individuals, our homes, our family. He may be building up a community, a church, but he's going to do some building, and that building that he's going to do is going to take us to another level if we allow God to, if we allow him to be the one that is moving and directing our lives and causing us to triumph regardless of what the enemy or the circumstance does. Because you have to understand, just because you've shifted into 2015 and God has promised and he is faithful to do what he says, you are not getting rid of your adversary. You're not getting rid of your enemy. You're not getting rid of trouble. Trouble will still be there. Adversity still will be there. It's just that God is going to show it with the promise that's going to encourage and strengthen and going to build you up. And it's also going to speak to those who are watching your life and show them that God has been faithful to perform, to do what he promised in your life. It's going to be an overcoming testimony. It's going to be a victory. And it's going to also draw another adversary, because the enemy hates it when God gives us victory in our lives that other people can draw strength from, that other people can be encouraged by, that other people can be saved by, that other people receive life and hope by. So it doesn't stop your adversary, but it lets you become stronger and more confident in the God that you serve, to know that he answered and he did exactly what he said he was going to do in your life, and that you are still an overcomer and more than a conqueror, and that you're going to win. So God allows some things in our life so that he can show his power, his truth, and demonstrate it when we least expect it, so that someone else can be encouraged by it, someone else can be uplifted by it, someone else can be placed where they want to even know the God that you're serving, because they're seeing so many victories that God is bringing to you. So many victories that God is releasing in your life. So I'm excited, because 2015 is going to be a place of great fulfillment and completion in many areas. It's going to be a time of rest, and it's going to be a time where we're going to walk, as I said before, in a more intimate place with the Lord, and we're going to see the demonstration of his power more released as he trusts us more and more. Because you have to be, as I said before, trusted with God's treasures. God wants to trust you. And so as he did with Abraham and he did with Sarah, he will trust you. He will take you through a process where he will call you something or tell you something that you have to wait on. And you have to wait on it, decreeing, declaring it, believing it, walking in it, telling others about it, and it has not manifested in your life. And they might laugh at you or mock you, but you still have to stand and know that God's word is true. Abraham was mocked and tried off of his name. His name said father. It said father of many nations, and yet he had no seed within his own loins, from his own loins, that he could say is mine, even though his name said father. So he had to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And when they tried to help God out, they produced an Ishmael that fought and argued and warred against the promise, because they wanted to help God out, because they believed that time was against them and they were running out of time. But God was using time in their favor, because he exhausted all of their means. He allowed them to exhaust all of their means so that they could see that what was going to happen in their life was going to be a supernatural seed. It was going to be a divine power that was going to give them what he is going to release in their life. But that seed was entrusted to them because it was connected to the covenant of God. It was connected to all that God was going to do for Israel. It was connected to every promise that he had made and given them, and they were going to see that manifestation. But they had to be trusted to continue to speak and declare the word of God to every generation, to live righteously before the Lord and to do all that he has commanded them to do. So sometimes God will trust you with something that is precious that you yourself did not make or create or do. It's something that's divine that he has done and that he wants you to be able to give him all glory, all honor, all praise, and to let others know that it was him who had done this in your life. It's him who has caused this great, big, great triumph. It is him who has caused this wonderful manifestation of something that you could not do in your own strength and your own power. But he did it because he's God and he's sovereign and he chooses who he wills and he does what he wants when he wants to, not going outside of his word, not going outside of his character, not going outside of his abilities, his attributes, I'm sorry, his attributes, but he does everything well, as the word of God says. He does everything well. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. As I said before, when we look at the book of Nehemiah, we see several things about this book. And what we see about this book, and we'll continue this on tomorrow's empowerment, but I want you to understand that this book shows us and gives us great wisdom, great understanding about some things. It shows us how to build up and with a mindset of unity and oneness. It shows us that we have to build things up with a mindset of unity and oneness. Oneness and unity in the will of God, the word of God, and with those that God has called us to join with, it, be it in ministry, maybe in your home, to build and do his will. It also shows us and lets us see the obstacles and the oppositions that are going to come when you begin a kingdom assignment or you answer a kingdom call. It shows us how to respond to ridicule and criticism that is going to come when you're serving the Lord, and it reveals the changes that God is going to expect for you as you obey him. Nehemiah could not stay in the king's house and do the will of God. He had to leave his comfort zone and walk into the place and go to the place that God had called him. So sometimes God will call you to a place where it's not going to be comfortable for you, but it's his will. And you're going to have to say yes to him and respond to him with obedience. Nehemiah is also the book that lets us understand that the call of God's people and being dedicated to the task of what he's assigned to him, the work that he's assigned to him. There is a dedication of obedience and trust that is assigned to us to do the work, the task, the will of God in the earth. And so this book shows us that. It also lets us see the true heart of a leader in times of trouble and true godly leadership. This book shows us that rebuilding of the walls and of the doors was a physical protection, but a spiritual guidance that brought in wisdom, powerful wisdom, and lessons and understanding for Israel in the natural and the spiritual. When God is finished building you, that's what's going to happen in your life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. We will continue our walk through the book of Nehemiah and be encouraged and empowered. God bless you. We'll see you here tomorrow for another Favor Life, the process of there.